This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Ameren, Illinois, and a number of other electric utilities and others around the country are taking this week and later this week specifically to talk about scams and how to prevent them. Certainly, utility scams are pretty pervasive. So we want to take a minute and talk about that with Craig Gilson, the Senior Director of Division Operations for Ameren, Illinois, covering the Galesburg area. Craig, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely. Before we actually get to what we wanted to talk to you about today, there were a number of power outages over the Knox and Henry County areas, and I think maybe in some other areas this morning, maybe some thousands without power at some point for a little while. Do we know why that happened this morning?
Yes, we had about 3,500 customers out from somewhere around 6:10, 6:15 to around 7:30 this morning. We're in a process of switching some load around. We're upgrading our system, and to do that, a lot of times we'll have to take some circuits out of service, but we'll switch load to another circuit. So in the process of doing that, they put the load on a circuit, and they found a weak spot. It was still within our operating tolerance, but apparently there was a weak spot in a line, and the line fell down, so We got crews out there, got repaired. That's why we do this type of switching and stuff when we have blue sky days. So if we do have an issue, we can get people out there and get it repaired in a timely manner.
And I know, as we've talked with others before, you're constantly upgrading so that maybe these become less of a problem and take less customers offline for even less time, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So glad to know that that was resolved pretty quickly this morning, it sounds like. What isn't seeming like it's ever going to be resolved is power company scams. Talk a little bit about this. How pervasive of a problem is scams in relation to Ameren and to this area?
We're seeing a lot more scams we have in the past. In the last 4 years, we're estimating about 3,000 scams have been reported, and those are just the ones that get reported to us, so that we know there's a lot more, and we are estimating it's cost our customers around $75,000 in the last 4 years.
Wow.
Because of these scams.
What types of scams are we looking at? Are they online? Are they, I guess, the door-to-door type scams or phone scams may be the ones I hear the most about, but they probably cover different areas, right?
Yes, the most prevalent we see are the phone scams. We do see some door-to-door, but more times than not, it's usually a phone scam.
What's the usual MO with those? And maybe if you can kind of explain, too, how to kind of maybe raise your red flag a little bit if you think you might be the victim of one.
The typical MO is they'll call, and usually it's elderly or, you know, somebody with a small business that they're contacting. And the usual MO is just say that, hey, we've got an Ameren crew en route. They're going to disconnect your power if you don't agree to pay a certain amount of dollars. And some of the things that you might think about that obviously raise a red flag for you is, one, if they ask you to go somewhere and get, you know, like a green dot card or some kind of card that they can pay over the phone. Ameren never does that. We never call and say we have a crew en route that's going to cut your power off. We have a process, Will, that we go through that, you know, we'll give people a lot of notification before we ever, you know, disconnect their power. So anytime they say your power's going to be cut immediately, that's a red flag.
It's concerning to me only because, like you said, I know about those different opportunities and perhaps warnings, if you will, before power is cut off. But I imagine there are times when people must feel threatened, even though they know that they've paid their power bill.
Absolutely, and that's one of the areas that these scammers, you know, kind of focus on, like small businesses that, say a restaurant or something like that, that they might call right before, you know, a rush hour and threaten to shut their power off. And, you know, somebody might get in a panic mode because they know that, you know, they've got a lot of dollars coming in and they can't afford to have their power shut off.
You mentioned family-owned businesses or small businesses might be targets from time to time. Why is that? How does that happen?
Just mainly because typically they can't be shut down for extended time because may have a rush hour or have a lot of business coming in. So they really just prey on people's anxiety.
Yeah, that sounds like to be the main goal here, just from what you were telling me earlier, too.
Yes.
You mentioned green dot cards. I know that those are a type of a prepaid card, right? So why are they not a good idea here?
Well, typically what scammers will do is they'll ask you to go out and, you know, purchase these cards and call them back, and they'll get the numbers off of it. That way they, you know, can go ahead and process what they call a payment. But again, we don't, you know, use green dot cards. You know, we've got payment plans that we set for people that are working on, you know, maybe have past bills overdue. You know, we'll work with them to take care of those bills.
In addition to simply just scaring people, as we talked about, I imagine that, like with other scams affecting other areas, the goal here is to get personal information, right?
Yes, and that's one of the things. If anybody calls you, says they're from the utility, and they start asking for personal information, hang up immediately. You know, don't give out any of that information over the phone.
Okay. Have we seen anything like this lately in the Galesburg area, Craig? Or I imagine it probably never completely goes away, does it?
It never completely goes away. One we do know about that happened in the Galesburg area is a scammer said a crew was en route to disconnect power if they didn't make a payment within 45 minutes. And again, we never threatened to cut, you know, someone's power off. If you haven't received notification from us in the mail about, you know, a back bill, just hang up immediately. And if you ever have any doubts, you know, just hang up, call 800-755-5000 and talk to a customer service rep.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder, you know, as smart as some of these scammers are, I think sometimes they're pretty dumb. I wonder if there have been any instances of even Ameren employees getting a call from a scammer. Are you aware of any?
I am not aware of any.
I was going to say, I imagine that probably comes up at some point for sure. And yes. You have to tell them, hey, do you know who you're dealing with here? Phone scams are the most prevalent, but as we've talked about, but what are some of the others that you've seen? You see a lot of door-to-door type scams where people come to your door asking about, you know, switching energy delivery or things like that?
We have seen that. Well, we also have seen, you know, scammers go door-to-door and are dressed like an Ameren, you know, coworker or utility coworker, threatening to cut off power if they don't make immediate payments also.
If you suspect that somebody's coming to your door doing that, what should you do? Should you just shut the door on them? Should you ask them if they have proper ID? What should they do?
Either one would work, but don't give them any type of payment until you call 800-755-5000. Again, we do not collect. We do not come to the door and collect payment for power.
Is it mostly just you know, scammers looking to collect money and what they claim is a past due bill, or are you seeing any things, you know, that are maybe more advanced than that?
Those are the ones that we've mainly seen as just past due bills.
Okay. All right. Anything else we should know, Craig, about these that we haven't touched on here?
Just if you ever have any question at all, don't call phone numbers back when they give them to you, you know, to call back. Always call the 800-755-5000. Talk to a service rep, and we can walk you through the process to report, you know, a scam or anything else that you might have questions about.
Calling the police might be a good idea too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Craig Gilson, Senior Director of Division Operations for Ameren, Illinois, in this, the Galesburg area. Thank you so much for your time today. Hopefully we've passed some helpful information on to people. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Craig Gilson with Ameren here on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll check sports and more coming up on WGIL.